As we think of Christmas, we think of the new year, and that brings to mind many things. Some we want to think about, some we frankly don't. Let's talk about one of those. On the KSRO live line with us is Dana Jones. She is the owner of Dana Jones Fitness Evolution. Dana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so here we are in between Christmas and New Year's, no man's land, really, when it comes to thinking about getting fit. And plus, this year, Dana, we have another consideration altogether. It's what I call the fire bod. And that means that those of us who were displaced out of our homes for a certain amount of time, we ate whatever was put in front of us by the kind souls who put it in front of us. And as a result, I can only speak for myself, but I would say that there are an extra 5 to 7 pounds that were not here in September, but are here now. So that, on top of everything else, makes this whole idea of getting in shape after the first of the year even more daunting.
For sure. It's, not only were people just eating whatever was put in front of them, they were also eating out.
Oh, and yeah, a lot of that.
That's right, because they were in hotels or whatever, so then they went to all the restaurants in the area, depending on how long you were displaced.
Yes,
and that makes it hard because there's not a whole lot of healthy choices when you're trying to get something quick so that you can get back to doing whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. So what are you going to do for us? I mean, you know, every New Year's, it's enough of a challenge, but this year with this added on top of it, it means it's going to be even more challenging for people like you.
Well, it's, you know, the key for anybody who's trying to get back into it is to find some kind of routine. And, you know, we all go crazy on the first of the year. We decide we're going to make a resolution, and then we, you know, burn our gears the first month, and then by February the gyms are empty. You're tired, and you're like, that was crazy. What was I thinking?
Why do we have such a short attention span when it comes to fitness?
I think because we go nuts, because we, you know, either look at TV or magazines or whatever, or the guy next to us on the treadmill, and we're like, we want to be like him, and we don't think about long-term goals. And so if you choose to just set a goal, get a, what I call a partner in crime, then you take care of those situations, because your partner in crime is not going to let you work out 7 days a week for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And most of us don't have time for that.
Yeah. So that is just, that's setting ourselves up for failure, right?
Right. And most people do, because they want that quick result. You know, we're a, you know, fast nation, right? We want,
yes,
everything quick.
Instant gratification. That's correct.
Exactly.
Now, it's okay if we avoid all of that, you know, slick, televised, 23-minute cardio workout that's probably going to land us in traction, right?
Right. And, you know, a lot of people like that. You know, I have several people that I know that would love to do that and love to work out all the time in the world, but not everybody has that time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, it's always about just starting slow. You know, find something that you enjoy. A lot of people like enjoying walking. So you go out and you walk for 30 minutes a day. It's not some crazy high cardio thing, but it gets you into a habit, because what you want to do is create a routine. You call a girlfriend or a guy friend and you go walk around Spring Lake. That will take you 30 to 45 minutes. You get in a good chat and you're also getting your workout.
Okay, so I'm glad that's acceptable as a starting point, because that sounds perfectly doable. And then how long does it take before we get into a routine?
Usually,
our bodies,
they say 30 days.
30 days?
You know, I see more like 90 days, just because, you know, you're not doing it every day and you have to start planning it. Because, you know, any good goal doesn't get accomplished unless you have a plan. Personally, for my clients, what I do is I have little challenges that they do. You know, whether, like, over the holidays, we did a challenge where it was don't gain any weight.
Oh.
Because I knew they weren't going to lose weight, so it was better if they just didn't gain weight over the holidays. So they had to be mindful, and then you throw in a couple things like, hey, have a green salad, you know, walk for 30 minutes, you know, do some kind of workout, whether it's, you know, lifting little hand weights that you have home or doing a little ab workout.
All right, that sounds workable. A question for you too, Dana. All right, so you know there are all kinds of apps you can get on your phone, and a lot of them are around fitness buddies, and some of these buddies could be are from around the world. Does that really help? I mean, it seems to me it would help if somebody was walking next to you in terms of being motivational, but I'm not sure the app is really helpful.
You know, a lot of people like them. You know, I have friends that are triathletes that use those virtual apps to train and go on a bike ride for, you know, but they're also sitting on the bike for an hour or 2 hours or whatever, which most normal people don't do. I use an app with my clients just to keep track, and that way we kind of high-five each other when somebody does a workout.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just doing whatever you can, right? So that way when somebody finishes a workout, you hear, you know, you little bing on your phone, and you're like, oh, you know, Peggy finished her workout. All right, high five. You know, and you could see she walked around the park or she did whatever, and then they kind of chat about it once they get together later.
And how many people lie about this, Dana? Tell the truth.
Huh?
How many people lie about the exercise they do? I would think it would be a lot.
My clients don't necessarily because they don't, they know that I'm not putting them under pressure. And that's the biggest thing is that if people feel like they're under pressure, they're going to lie. They're going to boost their numbers. You know, those are your crazy Facebook posters of, you know, where they like, I, you know, ran 25 miles in, you know, 15 minutes. And it's like, okay, good for you. And, you know, and a lot of people are going, that's not me. I think if, as a trainer, if I keep my expectations of my clients reasonable, then they don't need to.
Well, that makes sense.
And they also, you know, when they struggle, then they have somebody to come to, too, as well, because you don't want, at least personally for me, I don't want my clients to be afraid of me. You know, I want them to be able to go, you know, I didn't do crap this week. And, you know, I don't know what I did. I don't know what I need to do to get started or whatever. And there's times where I've just said, hey, let's go for a walk. And we go for a walk. And that way we're exercising. And then I get to hear what their struggles are, what challenges they need.
See, I think if you can be honest with your trainer, you could probably be honest with just about anybody. I will say, too.
And, you know, we do get lied to and, you know, and in certain circumstances. But, you know.
Like in all relationships, sure.
Right.
But I have to say that when I wear my Fitbit, I do more. And, you know, it could be a pedometer in your pocket, could be whatever you want. But I absolutely believe, which is why I'm not wearing my Fitbit right now. But I absolutely believe that when you look down and you see how little you've done or how close you are to a certain goal, you'll get up from your chair and walk around the building a couple of times and feel good about it when you get back.
Oh, yeah. The Fitbit effect is real. And even, you know, with my hardcore clients, they'll go ahead and ride their bikes around the block to get that, you know, to finish the miles. So if they did something that was like 3.97 miles, they'll go that extra 300.
I think so, too.
Fourth mile.
Well, Dana, we're going to check back in with you at the end of January to see how we're all doing, okay?
Fantastic.